الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم بارك لي فيما أقول، ونور قلبي، ونور بصري، ونور قلبي بما أقول، واجعل فيه نورا وبركة لمن يسمعه يا رب العالمين، واجعله سببا لهداية الإنس والجان أجمعين برحمتك وقدرتك وفضلك يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Some brother and sister requested me to talk about what the meaning al-shahadatain or al-shahadatain. When a person pronounces Islam, what does it mean? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me barakah and give me blessing to what I'm going to say, and put in my heart and my tongue what benefit me and what benefit you in this life and hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer. He's the all seen, all known. He knows the seen and the unseen. He knows the present, the future, the past. He knows the ultimate detail of everything. And He's the one. He can allow the world to be reached. Nobody can reach the heart of others without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this night a blessing night for me and all the people who helped me to do this night. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah and blessing and light to what I'm going to say and make it sincere and purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not need anything of this worldly and dunya things, but I need only the pleasure and the acceptance of what I'm doing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it written to me in this life and benefit me and benefit others in this life and hereafter. Because time is very valuable. And our action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not accept any action without three conditions. First, the intention has to be pure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, it has to be according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, it has to be according to the teaching and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da'. Rabbi, a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u wa qalbin la yakhsha'u wa 'aynin la tadma'u wa nafsin la tashba'u wa du'a'in la yustajab lahu. اللهم أعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك ونقمتك يا رب العالمين. رب اجعلنا هادين مهتدين، غير ضالين ولا مضلين، ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. O Allah, make us guided by you and make us the cause of guiding other toward you. Only Allah, the creator the owner, the provider, the merciful. The one carry all the name of Allah, the one we know and we do not know. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all the name He has and all the attribute, to put in my heart and my tongue the wording will benefit me and benefit you in this life and hereafter. Some people sometimes ask me, why you repeat yourself? I'm not repeating myself. I'm to try to assure is I set my intention first. And I ask Allah for support. Because without Allah's support, I cannot do anything. And I want you, as a listener, to set your intention purely to Allah. And to set your heart and ask Allah to give you. Because this poor man who is going to speak to you, he cannot give you nothing without the will of Allah. By this way, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you, not me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the topic is the shahadatayn. When a person embraces Islam, what it mean? What it mean when we said, I bear witness, is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness is Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. It's a small sentence. What it mean? In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Arabic people understand what the meaning the master, what the meaning the creator, what the meaning Rabb, what the meaning the owner, what the meaning Ilah, what the meaning God. Do you know what it means? Today, one of the disease we have, we know what it means by our tongue, but we really never embrace it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and allow us to embrace Islam really, purely, only to Him. I see today Muslim and non-Muslim alike. The Muslim who call themselves Muslim by tongue and they have a Muslim name coming from Muslim countries. But if they really check Islam and they really honest to themselves, they will find out they never embrace Islam. They inherited some of the quality and some of the manner and characteristics about a Muslim. Some, very little amount. But the reality, they never embrace Islam. Islam is a struggle. A struggle from in out. A struggle against your desire, against your habit, against what you believe, the wrong belief, against anything. Because when you embrace Islam, you said no one. Meaning you deny anything before Allah. My habit, my custom, my family, my relationship, where I came from, nationality, prejudiced, male or female, arrogant, ego. All this has to be completely denied before you embrace Islam. And this takes a struggle from in out, from the time you embrace Islam to the time you die. It is a processor of a complete struggle to build your salvation. Your salvation in this life and hereafter. Now let's go step by step, try to figure out what we say when we embrace Islam. And again, if quote unquote Muslim who have a Muslim name, he or she, or coming from a Muslim country, ask yourself, is really I embrace Islam? And the reality, 99% of 100 people are too far from embracing Islam. We today as a Muslim, or quote unquote Muslim, we have long way from what we supposed to have as a Muslim. And for those who are non-Muslim, especially the one who married a Muslim or quote unquote Muslim, you have to put in your mind, you cannot embrace Islam for someone. You cannot. Embrace Islam has to be completely, purely to Allah. Not to a person, and not to please a person, or not to create a family, or to save a family. I see it all over. When people do that, they corrupt themselves, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a lot of tests and a lot of trial according to the intention. By this way, whoever listened to this tape, Muslim or a non-Muslim alike, ask yourself, is me really willing to submit and surrender to the will of Allah and really embrace Islam? You see, word embrace by Arabic is ad-dukhul fil Islam, meaning to enter to the fold of Islam, meaning to enter under the rule and command and teaching of Allah and His Prophet. Not only by word and Allahu Akbar and have a nice dress and have hijab and the heart is not connected. Or if he's a female and the husband give her hard time, or she see him, he's a hypocrite, or he's not following Islam, or he push her, or divorce her, or play game, or marry her for another purpose and throw her away, she dropped Islam. Meaning, she never embraced Islam for Allah. Because if she or he embraced Islam for Allah, condition do not matter. Condition actually, and calamity and test, the wisdom behind it, not to hurt us, is a benefit to test us, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show and see who is the truthful and who is the liar. And there's many evidence from Quran and Sunnah. By this way, when we embrace Islam, first we have to ask ourselves, is the intention purely to Allah only? Cannot be for somebody else or because somebody else. I cannot be devoted to my husband or my children because they invite me to Islam. No. Or I embrace for them to make them happy, to please them, or to continue my marriage. It doesn't work this way. My dear brother in Islam, number one, we have to deny everything, my love to Allah completely, my fear from Allah completely, my devotion to Allah completely, my surrender to Allah completely, everything to Allah completely, and this is Islam. Somebody said, but I cannot do that. I said, at least the intention has to be pure, and your action and your everything else, you build it up over time. It's a struggle over time, it's not one moment. But the moment you embrace Islam, intention has to be purely to Allah. What is the major element for anyone to embrace Islam? Number one, we believe Allah is the one. Allah is the name of the Creator. There's only one Creator, one God, one Doer, one Controller, one Owner, one Provider, one Taker, one Giver, one who good life, he takes life. He's the one who has the success in this life and hereafter with all kind of means. And you can check the name of Allah later on, the quality and attribute and name of Allah. By this way, I have to deny any kind of creator or any kind of God except Allah. This is number one. Number two, I believe of all messenger and prophet, including Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be upon him. All messenger and prophet came by one message for us to embrace Islam. Two, remember our success in this life and hereafter only in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to remember is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be a pure servant and a slave according to His command and teaching by His own revelation to His messenger and prophets. And for us, the last messenger is and prophet is Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. And the last book and last revelation is the Quran. And it's pure revelation, pure word of Almighty, the Master of heaven and universe, the only one, the Creator, Allah. This is number two. And we have to believe Jesus, Isa, alayhi salam, peace and blessing be upon him, is one of the Almighty Messenger and Prophet of Allah. He came with a revelation. We have left over of this revelation called the Bible. The Bible containing some of the Word of God, containing some of the Word of Jesus, and a lot of the Word of others. By this way, it is not a pure revelation and message by Allah, the Creator. And He born miraculously by the will of the Creator, be to be, the way Adam and Eve, without male intervention, He's a human being. He's a son of Mary, not the son of God. And Mary was a human being, a pious woman. We have all respect and high regard for one of the Almighty women in earth Allah created. Allah chose her to be a very pious, very humble woman, and He gave her the seed of messenger and prophet without male intervention. We have to believe that. And we deny any another revelation except Quran. Why? Because Quran said so. But we will believe in Torah, we believe in Injil, but does not exist in the hand of Jewish or Christian. What they have in their hand is little bit left over of the message of God, Allah Almighty, and a lot of their corrupted word. This is what we believe according to the word of Quran. We believe in angel. This is the third element of belief. For somebody to embrace Islam, the person has to have all this belief. Number one, calculate in his heart without no doubt. We believe in the kingdom of angels. We do not see them, we do not know them, but Allah talked to us about them. An angel made from light doesn't mean they are light. Like us, we made from clay doesn't mean we are clay. Like devils and jinn and
these multivitamins are about the number of ingredients. Centrum knows it's about something more.
They have different shape, different characteristics. Some of that has been reported in Quran and by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. They not a male, they not a female, they are creature called angels, and they serve Allah. They cannot disobey, and they have no books, they have no messenger, and they have no reckoning. They just working for Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has plenty of them, a number nobody can know except Allah. We have some knowledge about some of them, like Angel Jibreel, the one he carries the messages. And we have some report about 2 times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam Muhammad, he was wanted to see him in his own shape and form. And Angel Jibreel replied to Allah, he said, your beloved servant and slave of you and messenger of you, Muhammad, he wants to see me in my shape form. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, allow him to see you. And when he showed up to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw his foot or his feet was going down to the earth, he cannot see. And his head, he cannot see. And he said it was up in a high level of a sky, and he opened 2 of his wings, and according to some report he has 600 wings. He opened only 2, the close between east and west. How big Angel Jibreel is, we do not know. If 2 only wings or close between east and west, how big he is. We have Angel Mikael, the one he take care about all provision in earth for all the creature and all mankind, even the drops of water and rain, everything else. We have Angel Israfil, the one he blew in the trumpet in the Day of Judgment. How big he is, Allah only knows. Only with one blown, the rest of the people will die. With one blown, all mankind and all creature, from the time Allah created the earth until the Day of Judgment, they will get up again with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the angel of death. We do not know his shape and his way. And according to some report, he can be shaped in different way by the will of Allah according to the belief of different individual. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he always say in one report, Allah allow me to talk about the eighth angel who carried the throne of Allah. Between their ear, or the lower part of their ear, and the beginning of the shoulder, is between the earth and the sky. How big they are. And according to the report, when Allah created them and told them to carry the throne of Allah, they cannot carry it. Three times, and after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. No power and no strength without the will of Allah. And when they say that, they was able to carry it. Because everything by the will and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How powerful Allah is. We have to calculate that. Number four, we have to believe of life after death. And after death is not the end. It's just the beginning of different cycle. Because we have four cycles. We have two we know about and two unseen. We cannot see them. The two seen, the one we know about it, is the first one when the father meets the mother and the egg and sperm meet, and with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating the beginning of a new human being. And from this point, journey starts for a human being life inside the darkness of the womb of the mother for 9 months approximately. Nobody knows this life. We know it exists. We know how it looks like. But in the reality, a lot of hidden secret we do not know about how the baby survived, how the baby built, how the baby get his provision, everything else. From biology and medical point of view, we have a lot of detail, but a lot still we do not know. And every day we get more knowledge about this topic, which according to Quran you will find it is exactly excellent, which has been reported 1400 years by this illiterate prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this one is a miracle and proof of the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a mankind. From Arabic peninsula, 1400 years, he has no ultrasonic, he has no ultrasound, he doesn't have all this new technology, he doesn't have a camera, enter the womb of the mother and see. But in Quran describe exactly step by step this creation by the will of Allah. The second journey, from the time he leaves the womb of his mother to this life, this dunya, this is the second cycle. When the baby will born, nobody knows. A lot of doctors speculate today, tomorrow, after 1 hour. It never worked. You can look in statistics. They try very hard. And nobody knows the moment of death. Nobody knows. By this way, we live in the second cycle of our life, and we're going to transfer. By this way, death, according to Islam, is not an end. It's an end from one life and the beginning of a third life, third cycle, which Hayatul Barzakh, the life after this life, the life of the world. Because Barzakh by Arabic, it means a wall. It means the things, the barrier. Because we cannot come back to this life and we cannot exceed or leave where we were after death. Right? So we would be trapped in a certain style of life for a period of time until the day of judgment. And this nobody knows about it unless the person die and he experienced it according to he or she good deed and connection and belief between him and Allah. With the moment of death, we will not carry anything except what we believe and our connection and our devotion to our Creator. And we have the first cycle is when we go to meet the Creator in the Day of Judgment, the Day of Reckoning, the Day of Questioning. The day we will be questioned about every detail we said and we did in our life. By this way, we said number four is life after death. We believe in the Day of Judgment. And we're going to go back to each one of this and ask ourselves, is we really believe in it? Really, I am believing in the Day of Judgment, and I'm worked for it to prepare the answer. May Allah save us, because this by itself, word believe in Islam is not by a state of tongue, is by a state of tongue and by a state of heart. We're going inshallah to talk about it. Number six is the belief of destiny, good and bad. Because everything according to what Allah has been destined to us. We're just a slave and servant. Working for Allah according to Allah allow us to do. And we have to believe. We cannot move, we cannot do anything without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't mean I have the wrong intention and do bad deed and follow my desire and follow shaitan, the devil, Satan, and I said this is my destiny. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give you according to your intention, and your intention according to the state of your heart, and the state of your heart according to your sincerity between you and your Creator. This is how it works. By this way, do not blame nobody except yourself. Do not blame the devil. Do not blame nobody. Blame only yourself. Now, we have another belief, number seven. Believe in paradise and hellfire. We believe in the final destination. After the Day of Judgment is no place except hellfire and paradise. We have no transit. We cannot go back. We cannot escape. There's no escape. We can play a game now, but we cannot play a game later. We have to think it over. This is reality. Because death is reality. This is the major seven element of belief to enter to the fold of Islam and to deny any religion or any belief except Islam. Again, what is Islam? Islam, the submission and the surrender to the will of your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, when you embrace Islam, you believe in the five things by a status of the tongue and a status of the heart without no doubt. And you bear witness about the Shahadatain, which meaning you will live as a slave and servant to your own Creator according to the teaching of His Messenger. This is what it means. Meaning, you have to try very hard, very sincere, to build the five pillars of Islam, which meaning 5 times salah, zakah, give charity, 2.5% a year from your annual income, and to the poor, not to somebody, and needy, and to give, to make fasting in Shahr al-Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, from sunset to sundown, and to do Hajj if you can. By this way, Shahadatain, embracing Islam, Salah, pray 5 times a day, fasting, charity, and Hajj, which visiting Mecca to do the pilgrim to Mecca. Now, if you can finance, and if you can physically, after you finish the 5 pillars of Islam, what else we have to do? We have to embrace Islam daily, from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, after I sleep. Because from the time I embrace Islam, I'm saying I'm slave only to you, Allah. I'm only believing you, and I'm only will follow my teacher, my prophet, your prophet, and his teaching, which called Sunnah of the Prophet, in my daily life, in my manner, in my conduct, in my behavior, in my business, in my work, in my dealing with neighbors, in my dealing with my wife, my children, myself, animal, life, everything. This is Islam. Today you have a lot of people embrace Islam only to show up some of the pillar, some of the ritual, some of the worship, and the non-Muslim, they are a victim of us. The one we show them is a bad example, and we make them get reluctant and said, if you call yourself a Muslim and you believe in Allah and you're doing that, you pray and you lie, you pray and you oppress, you pray and you have a bad tongue, you pray and you have a bad game, you pray and cheat, pray and you have no manner, what kind of Islam is that? And now we make the non-Muslim reluctant and have bad image, and they feel so bad, and they get confused. And who's the cause of that? Us. But also, I send a message to the non-Muslim who embrace Islam. I said, we are trial for you, and you are trial for us. What this meaning? You embrace Islam for Allah. If you embrace Islam for Allah, you have to try. You have to learn. You have to find out what Islam teach you. Meaning what Allah teaching you, and tell you, and command you, and order you. And what the Prophet ﷺ teaching you, advising you, command you, and order you. Not me. Don't look at me. If you find me not implementing the right Islam, stop me, advise me. Don't be attracted or disattracted by me. Don't put me as a cause of you, because you are slave to Allah, not slave to me. You cannot come in the Day of Judgment and say, but him or she. No, don't say that. Oh, I saw bad sister in the mask. You do not do this, you do not do that, you keep talking, they have no bad manner. It's for themselves, not for you. The not your teacher. Your teacher is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Buy books, buy tape, cry to Allah, tell him, teach me, Allah. Make an effort to learn. Even if your husband deny you to learn, you have to demand learning. Because learning Islam is a covenant, is an obligation for every male and female. And if you marry to a man, he's supposed to be a Muslim, and he deny you learning Islam, he commit a big criminal act against you, and he will be responsible in the day of judgment. But doesn't mean you give up and you said, this is what he want. He didn't want me to put hijab. Or the man just hurry up and he want her to have hijab, and she doesn't have even Islam in her heart. Or you doing it only for the man, or you doing it for the neighbor, or you feel shy from the sister who could talk to you, or from somebody from his family. No, you do not do nothing for nobody. You're doing it only to please Allah when you're ready and when your heart is ready. And if you see wrongs from them, advise him slightly and nicely with wisdom. But he has a bad manner. He's doing this, he's doing that, he's lazy. He doesn't do that, he doesn't do that. Or this, he doesn't listen. He's stubborn, he's arrogant, he's a coward, he has a bad tongue, he doesn't care, he's cold, he's not sincere. All it is above his head, and all he will be questioned about it. But you, what you're doing, what you're trying to do, because when you go to the grave, you will be questioned about yourself, not about what he did. All what you said might be 100% correct. It is his mistake. Only you have a duty to warn him and pointing his own mistake to him and ask him, in the front of Allah, I'm telling you, I have to learn Islam the right way. Either you teach me or help me to learn or allow me to go search the knowledge. Is an obligation. Is an obligation. No one can deny you to learn your own Islam. No husband or wife can stop somebody to learn Islam. It's your salvation between you and Allah. You said, what about obeying husband? Obeying the husband and disobey Allah? Doesn't work this way. Only you obey your husband in a topic Allah command you to obey him with. You do not obey your husband because he said so, and something is wrong, something haram, something forbidden. You do not obey. You obey only for the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to do. This is some of the major points about embracing Islam. Us today, as a Muslim and non-Muslim, we have to remember. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in my hand and my tongue and my heart and my face and my body the reality of Islam and make me pure to him, me and all of you, inshallah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you want to embrace Islam, go to Surah Al-An'am, chapter, I think if my memory is correct, number 7 in Quran. Verse, if my memory is correct, 161-162. And what it say? A'udhu billahi as-sami'i al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul innani hadani rabbi ila siratin mustaqimin deenan qiyaman millata Ibrahim hanifa وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون وهو الذي جعلكم خلائف الأرض ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم إن ربك سريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم الله العظيم In these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give me guidance. My Lord, my owner, my master. To the siratul mustaqeem, to the straight path, the path of Allah. Deenan, and deen by Arabic meaning manhaj hayah, the way of life. And when we embrace Islam, our deen is Islam. What it means deen is Islam? Meaning my way of life is Islam. My complete life is Islam. My behavior according to Islam. My teacher is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who showed me the way. My behavior, my conduct, my manner, everything according to the command of Allah and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace and blessings be upon him. By this way, I cannot embrace part of Islam and leave another part. Doesn't work. In this case, I am not a full slave servant of Allah. I am part-time servant and a slave of Allah, and another part-time servant and a slave to myself, to my desire, to my husband, to my neighbor, to my mother, to my country, to my habit, to my custom, to my ego, to my devil. Doesn't work. I have to remember, I'm full-time slave. There's no such part-time slave. And Allah, He warned us many times in many places in Quran. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Do you see the one he make himself and his own desire and his own hawa, his own wishes, is his own Lord? Very important. قيماً. The one is complete, the one is perfect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one is pure, the one is high, the one is right. I'm just going back to the verse. Millat Ibrahim Hanifa. The way and the manhaj and the teaching of our own father Abraham. Hanifan meaning completely toward our creator. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not having partner with Allah. Today we have a lot of partner. And to explain this to you, because we mentioned Abraham, peace and blessing be upon him, alayhi salam, Ibrahim, we have to remember Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him three major qualities. He gave his heart to Allah, and he surrendered his body for Allah, and he gave his wealth to Allah. What anything left? If the heart, which is inside the internal, everything, and the body, and the wealth, what left? This is why he was Khalilullah. He was the most closest one and companion and friend of Allah. Now let's see what of some of Ibrahim alayhi salam did, because we have to follow his footsteps. And no way to follow somebody's steps until we know his quality. When he was young, his father used to make a statue, and he gave it to him and tell him to go sell it in the market. According to some report, he used to ask himself, how my father make a statue and I sell it to people, and people go and make it as their own god and worship it? Doesn't make sense. And he was a boy, not a young man, a boy, only 7-8 years old. And when you grow up a little bit, this point starts increasing. Anyway, he denied his father. He denied his family. He stand for what he believes is right. Do we do that? When the family put pressure, or the husband put pressure, or the neighbor put pressure, what will happen to us? We become a coward. We follow what the pressure coming from, and we forget who we are and who we are slave to. Just by pressure. We cannot get pressure more than Ibrahim alayhi salam. When his father beat him and everybody beat him, and not only that, the king of his own time, which he was one of the most tyrant on the whole earth, nobody tyrant than him except Pharaoh, the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he make a big fire. In some reports it take 40 days or 4 months to build. Huge fire, to the point nobody can come closer. And he bought him in manganese. A manganese is this equipment. They make it from wood. It looked like a big wooden spoon with a big spring and ropes. And he tied the person, which Ibrahim alayhi salam, he tied his hand towards his back. He put him in this like a spoon and threw him away. Zeus used it in the old wars. It's like something, you know, just a big like things to throw you away. They throw him in the fire. But the moment he was tied and be ready to be thrown in the fire, Angel Jibreel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go ask Ibrahim for help. If he needs assistance, he will help him. Ibrahim alayhi salam replied to the angel Jibreel, is Allah send you or you coming by yourself? He said, I'm coming by myself. He said, I do not need you. Imagine a man ready to be thrown in a fire and he do not want the help of one of the strongest angel Allah created. After that, the angel of wind came and he asked him the same thing. O Ibrahim, I can, with one blow, I send wind, and the fire will destroy all of them, and I will save you if you want. He said, is Allah send you? He said, no. He said, I do not need you. The angel of rain came, and he said, O Ibrahim, I can put a cloud in a fire, and I can make the rain go down, and I will kill this fire in no time. Again, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he tell him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you? He said, no. He said, I do not need you. Look at the faith and belief and surrender and submission to Allah in the middle of the most calamity and test. And after that, when he was be ready to be thrown in the fire, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma al-wakeel. Allah only sufficient for me, enough. He is my representative. And I do not ask nobody support except of him. At this time only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called, O fire, be calm and life in Ibrahim. Be peace and calm in Ibrahim. At this moment, the fire, by the command of Allah, become very calm.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. My dear brother in Islam, to complete what we stop at, we was talking about Ibrahim عليه السلام, Ibrahim, when the king Namrud, he was trying to throw him in the fire, and the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam to stand up against all that, and he refused to get any help from anyone of the angel of Allah except the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, he sacrificed himself completely and his belief, and he knew he can be ready to go to hell, to the fire of this king, and you will be burned in no time just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we learn from that? We learn the real mu'min, the real believer, he will hold his belief, and his belief for him or for her is above any torture or anything. And also we said Ibrahim alayhi salam, he gave his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the only son he has after a long time, Ismail alayhi salam, Ismail, he had a dream. And in a dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, or a vision, tell him to butcher his own son. Now imagine, the command from Allah is to butcher your own son. Why? And the son, he was in an early stage of his manhood, meaning around maybe 11, 12, 13, something like that. Now, this is the age when the father start realize how much love for his son and the attachment of the father to son. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want butcher Ismail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give a test, an examination to Ibrahim alayhi salam to butcher his own love for his son, because we have to love Allah more than anyone of our member of the family or anyone else in the whole earth. We have to think, is me loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and ready to sacrifice anything for my creator, my owner, the generous, the one who provide, the one who take care about me, the one I need him in this life, in the moment of death, in the hereafter, the only beneficent to me? And again, Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went to Ismail. And he told him what he saw. And he was ready to do that. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was ready to butcher his son, he sent him an angel to tell him, stop it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been switching your son with a sheep instead of your son to butcher. Again, the test of love. Where is our love? Our love to a man, our love to our children, our love to our mother and father. Is this meaning I do not love them? Yes, you love them, but the love of Allah and the love for your Islam and the love of your obedience and submission has to be to your Creator above any love. You're ready to sacrifice anyone for Allah, but you do not sacrifice Allah for anyone. Please hear this sentence carefully. And we have many examples about Ibrahim alayhi salam when he used to, as a habit, according to many reports, he never eat alone. Every time he wants to eat, he used to look for a guest. And if he has no guest, he used to take his food and run all over in different valley until he finds somebody to share with him the food. And even we have a beautiful tiny story which it reports like that. When one day somebody knocked on the door and he was ready to eat, and he said, I'm a hungry man walking by, can you give me some food? He said, do you believe in the Creator, the only one? He said, no, I have my own God at home, meaning he worships a statue, an idol. He said, there's no food for you. After he left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him an angel to tell him, O Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell you, he, Almighty One, he feed this servant of him for 60 something years, and you cannot feed him only one time for Allah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the believer and disbeliever. He provides everyone in spite of what he's doing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not deal with us according to what we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whole high in every quality and every form and every name above our action. He's so patient. He's so halim. He's so merciful. He's a merciful. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam ran to the man and said, please forgive me, come and eat. He said, you change your attitude. In a few minutes ago, you tell me I cannot feed you, and you throw the door in the front of my face. And now you beg me to come and eat with you? Why? What's the difference? He tell him about what Allah did for him. The man cried And he said, if my God, if my Creator, remember me and care about me to this extent, and here am I denying him, what about me? Think about it. With all the denying, with all the disbelief, with all what we're doing, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always gives and always provide. But provision in this life doesn't mean he loves you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this life to whom he loves and whom he dislove. But he will not give deen and the ability to reach Allah except to those who love. Provision of money and luxury and this and that doesn't mean he loves you. It's a test and a trial and examination. It's a big calamity for those who understand. What we learn from here? Our money, our wealth is not belong to us. It belongs to Allah. Allah give it to us. And Allah will ask us how we spend it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand before it's too late. The story of different messenger and prophet for us to learn. Each one is unique. I can go on and on in different story from Quran about different messenger and prophet. How they stand up against wrong, against tyrants, against king, against themselves, against their ego, against all kind of things, just to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this test is an example for us to take their footsteps and listen to Allah's advice. Because the Quran full of advice, full of wisdom for those who want the wisdom and want to listen to Allah's wisdom and advice. Now we go to give example, not as a messenger or prophet, as a regular woman, an old woman, a blind woman, in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she has a son. He is the only son for her, and she has no husband. Her husband died. And she's blind, old lady. And she used to worship a statue in the middle of her tribe. And all of a sudden, one day, her son is not moving. They check him out, he's dead. She cried so much, they took her son to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him the wash and give him the last rite to make Salatul Janaza, to make prayer over his body. After they give him the wash and they cover him, the woman came and ran. And she said, O the Prophet of Allah, hold tight before you bury my son. I have a request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she held the feet of this young man. And she said, O Allah, the one, I believe in him, the only one. I believe in you. I deny all kind of idol for you. And I left my tribe. I left my family only for you. And I'm blind lady. I need my son. Oh Allah, don't turn me down. By this way he said, the idol and our God has cursing you. Give me back my son. Oh Allah, give me back my son. And before she continued her request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the young man get up and Allah give him life. Again, after complete death, just to please this lady, because this lady, she was a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to turn her down. But what kind of belief? Imagine how much she believed in Allah. This young man, later on, he became an Amir. He became a head of an army. His name Abu Ala al-Hadrami. And in the middle of the army, in the middle of the trip, he was thirst, ready to die. When he said to the army, please sit down, wait for a few minutes. And he went, and he made himself ready for salah, pray. And he prayed two rak'ah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water. And many companions and many men, it's word by Allah to bear witness, before he finished his prayer, before he made the first salam and second salam, a big, very dark cloud was on the top of the army, and the water was pouring down. Make everybody drink, animal drink, the horses drink, camel drink, get washed, prepare themselves, eat and be happy. Not only that, in the same army, he was crossing a big sea. And wonder what happened. He stopped. And now the army has to cross to complete their mission for Allah and to obey the Khalifa. And wonder what happened. Again, he said to them, I'm going to call Allah and I'm going to pray to Him to give us the means to cross. I'm going to call and you say Ameen, meaning O Allah, accept. The man get up and he raised his hand to the sky and he said, O Allah, we came for you to raise the banner of Islam and to elevate your name all over the earth, O Allah. And he mentioned, O Allah, Al-Aliyyul Azeem, Al-Halimul Kareem, Ahmilna kama tara, carry us the way you want. And he hit the horse and he said to his army, I am going to cross the sea, cross it after me. Abu Huraira and different companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in this army. They swear by Allah, they walk above the water for almost a day. They walk above the water almost a day without anybody getting wet except the feet of their horses and the camels and the mules. Allah allowed them to walk in the top of the water because a man, he believed in Him completely and he has no doubt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the faith in a person for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows the water is nothing. The water is servant of Allah. If Allah wanted to change the characteristics of the water and make it flat for them, He would make it flat and ground for them. And this is what happened. Look at the belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This regular people. This is not a prophet or a messenger. I give you another example. A German woman marrying a man, an Arabic man, whatever he is, or a Muslim man. She became a Muslim. Her family came to visit from Germany. One day, her father, he loved wine at night, some kind of alcohol. For respect of the house, he hired a bottle of wine somewhere. Later on, the husband found out. And it was late at night, in the middle of the winter, in a snowstorm. The husband went in his room, upset. The wife asked him why he upset. He told her, I'm a Muslim. How come your father drinking in my house? The woman went. She advised the father and mother, but the father insists he has to drink. What happened? A woman believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she threw her father and mother to the street in the middle of the night because they do not respect the husband. I'm not saying to do that, but I'm showing you the devotion and sincerity to Allah number one, and the obedience of the rule of Allah, and to please her husband. Where we are. Do we have iman, or we just do not know? Sometimes you ask someone, he or she, and she said, I'm not sure. You're not sure about what? You're not sure about the knowledge? Or you're not sure about why you embrace Islam? Please, my brother and sister in Islam, who are going to listen to what I'm saying, don't forget sincerity. Do you know, to gain knowledge of Islam is obligation? Do you know it is obligation and component in every male and female to learn? It is your salvation. Do you know, is sincerity is one of the core of Islam, one of the main core element in Islam? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave advice to one of his companion and relative. His name is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, O Ali, akhlis al-amal, yakfika al-qaleel. O Ali, be sincere of what you're doing. A small deed would be sufficient enough to you or for you. Do we have sincerity? Do we check our sincerity and our intention? We have to think about it. We go back to the two verses I start with. Verse number 161 and 162. From Surah Al-An'am, chapter 7 in Quran. And after that, in the verse proceed. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, say, my pray, وَنُسُكِي, and all what I do for Allah. وَمَحْيَايَ, and my life. وَمَمَاتِي, and my death. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, all to do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning my pray, my action, my style of life, my soul, my deed, my everything, even my death, is for you, Allah. And I do not have partner with you. Remember, you can have partner with love, partner with fear, partner with security. Sometimes we said, I'm not secure. I do not know the future. Allah is the owner of the future. What are you talking about? The one who provide today, he will provide tomorrow. The one who take care about you today, he will take care about you tomorrow. Wake up, please, before it's too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, in Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Sincerity, which is a very tiny chapter, in all the way in the end of Quran, I think it's chapter 110, if my memory is correct, or 111. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, say, Allah is the one. Allahu Samad. Allah is the one. Complete for everything and sufficient for everything. لم يلد ولم يولد. He never had birth and never somebody give him birth. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. and no one similar to him. This is Allah. Do we know Allah? Do we know who our Creator? Do we know the quality of our Creator? Do we study the name and attribute of Allah and know who we worship? How we love someone we do not know? How we love someone we do not know his quality? How we love someone we do not deal with him? My dear brother and sister in Islam and any other faith, wake up please before it's too late. And remember, we're going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We like it or we don't. We believe or disbelieve. We act arrogant or not. We act stubborn or not. We act hasty or not. And for those Muslims, my advice to you, take a shower. Take a big shower. Shower inside out. From all our diseases, the one we carry has nothing to do with Islam. From our habit and custom, study Islam. Teach it to others. Follow Islam. Don't follow father and mother blindly. Or custom and habit. And where are you coming from? Learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Buy books. Ask somebody who knows. Don't stay blind and complain. Because you cannot complain to nobody in the day of judgment except yourself. Build sincerity. Ask yourself, what is my intention? The past, nothing you can do about. The future, in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The present is your responsibility. Wake up before it's too late. Wake up. Think. I saw many young men torture many young women for something they do not do. They torture them, not by beating, by torturing them emotionally, by playing game, by marrying them and throwing them away, by marrying them and denying them Islam. Where are you going to meet Allah? How are you going to meet Allah? With what face? Can you play the game with Allah? Wake up before it's too late. What about bad manner? We have to wake up. Our wife is not our nanny. Sleep and eat. And do not worry about them. And burden them with over than what they can carry. And oh sister, deal with your husband nicely. And if he's bad, just call Allah. And fear Allah. And do not burden your husband for something he cannot give you. I'm talking about money wise. Try to be humble to each other. Try to be kind to each other. Try to be generous to each other. Wake up before it's too late. Everything will be questioned about it. My dear brother in Islam, remember, every female we drive her away from Islam, we will be responsible. Every female we do not teach her Islam, we will be responsible. We're supposed to be the teacher of mankind, but where is the manner and quality to teach? My dear brother and sister in Islam, and my sister, my message to you, if your husband has bad manner, or has bad quality, or has bad anything, this is his, not Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is completely buried from him. Is completely aware of what he's doing. What he's doing, it has nothing to do with Islam. Look to Islam, don't look to us. Look to the teaching and command of Allah and his messenger. Don't look to what we're doing. We have a lot of garbage, a lot of disease, a lot of darkness. Has nothing to do with Islam. Look to the beauty and justice and kindness and generosity of the real Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my word reach the heart of you who are having a clear vision and have a sincerity to remember who you are and where you're going and who you're going to meet. And do you know, our brother in Islam, if you do not implement the rule of Allah, you might be having partner with Allah, shirk. You might be a hypocrite and you do not know. Do you know where is the hypocrite? In the bottom of hellfire. Do you know who is the hypocrite? The one he called, I'm a Muslim, and he denied the rule of Allah in his life. Where we are, we have to make a decision. Are we a slave to Allah or playing game against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And can we play game with Allah? Play, but remember, you cannot play for long. And the price is so high. And any sister, she play games the same. And anyone of the brother who deal with his wife in a bad manner and bad conduct, remember, this young lady or this new Muslim, she's your baby. She's your responsibility in the day of judgment. And remember what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no woman will go to hellfire without taking four with her. Take her father and her husband and her brother and her son. No one woman will be in hellfire without taking four with her. Whoever did not do his job, he will be responsible, and he will be responsible of her sins. Unless he advised her kindly, with generosity and patience, with the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And inshallah, I am going to have a session about how to invite non-Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq and give you tawfiq to remember and think who we worship, who we love, who we fear, who we care about, who we try to please, who we are a slave to, and to remember we like it or we don't. We a slave to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the Creator, He deserved to be respected, He deserved to be loved, He deserved to be feared of, He deserved to be pleased, He deserved everything of our soul and body, because He's the owner, He's the master, He's the provider, He's the generous, He's the patient, He's the merciful. Study the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make insha'Allah another session about the name of Allah, if Allah allow me and give me life. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart to the reality of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart and vision. Ask Allah to give you vision. Ask Allah to open your heart. Call Allah. Cry to Allah. Don't stop it and say, my husband is this or my wife is that. Return to Allah. And I remind you with this tiny story of Musa alayhi salam, when he was in the desert and he was to care about his sheep, when he has a nap, a long nap between afternoon and late afternoon, and when he wake up, the sun almost was going down, and he was scared. Scared of what? Scared he will be responsible of all the sheep they might be eaten by the wolf or went astray. And when he wake up, after a long time, he was shocked. He saw a big wolf. He had a stick of wood in his mouth and take care about the sheep. And before he knew it,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, O Musa, why you worry? Or why you surprised? And again Allah, He knows the status of the heart of the Musa alayhi salam. And He tell him, O Musa, are you surprised of what the world is doing for you? Or who allows the world to serve you? O Musa, be to me the way I want. I will be for you the way you want. Again, be to me the Creator Allah the way I want. I will be for you the way you want. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is a tiny story to show you we have to return to Allah. We have to return to our Creator. We have to be honest. We have no other choice. We'll be stupid. Don't go to the darkness. Don't go to the blindness. Don't follow the footsteps of the devil. Wake up before it's too late. And remember, the only way to get what you want, by remember Allah and be with Allah and be a slave to Allah. Allah will take care about your need. Connect your heart to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, He say of the meaning of من شغله بذكري وقرآني عن مسألتي أعطيته خير ما أعطي السائلين. Whoever be busy with my remembering of me and remembering me and my book and my Quran and my book, I will give him better than the one he calling me. Because Allah knows what we want. We have to build faith. Faith in the one He deserves it. Faith in the one He controls all reason. Building faith to one, to the one who controls everything, the owner of all the rule and condition. We run after condition and means, and we forget the owner of the means. The one who opens the doors, the opener, Allah al-Fattah. The provider, the one who giver, and he gives. The generous, remember, is your husband or your wife like that? Or Allah is like that? Who deserves to be worshipped? A question we have to ask ourselves. Who deserves to be loved? A question we have to really ask ourselves. Who deserves to be feared from more? My husband or my wife? Or the means or whatever? Who deserves to be feared for? The dollar and the money? Who deserves to be feared for? The future? Or in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of all things, the one He knows? We have to wake up, my dear brother and sister in Islam, and remember. And forgive me if it takes me too long, and I hope I fulfill some of the questions and answer coming to your mind. Please do not hesitate. If you have any question or anything, call me. But do not call me. Actually call the Creator. He will give you. Ask Him. He will lead you. You said, I do not know anybody. He will show you the way. He will send you somebody. He will send it to you in your heart. He will give you vision. He will open your eyes. He will open your heart. He will let you know. He give you light, because Allah is the light. And He gives light to whom He wants. Read chapter of Nur, a light, the verse of light. Read it. You discover Allah is the light. Allah, He gives light.
Allah, He takes light. Allah is the owner of light and darkness. He gives light to whom He wants, and dark whom He wants, according to the intention of individual. You want light, Allah will give you light. You want wisdom, Allah will give you wisdom. You want opening, Allah will give you opening. You want understanding, Allah will give you understanding. You want knowledge, Allah will give you knowledge. You want provision, Allah will give you. You want guidance, Allah will give you. You want mercy, Allah will give you. You want quality, Allah will give you. You want anything you want, Allah will give you. Because Allah is the owner of all the treasure of the seen and unseen. Allah is the treasure of all the quality. Do not blame yourself and say, it is me, I get anger so quick. It is me, I have bad quality. It is me, I cannot do this. It is me. No. Is a coward, and you follow shaitan, and you do not be honest to your creator. If you're honest, yes, you can be weak, but ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask your own creator, give me the quality. If you weak, He is the powerful, Al-Qawi. Ask Him, He will give you. If you poor, ask Him, He's rich, He will give you. If you stray, ask Him, He's a guider, He will give you. If you have no light and vision, He's a light, He will give you. Whatever you want, He will give you. But you know what happened? We ask for every material status, but we do not ask for quality. We do not ask to get closer. We do not ask for reality. We do not ask from Allah. Any problem you have, a Muslim has no problem. A Muslim has a calamity. A Muslim has a trial. A Muslim has a test. A Muslim has a fitna, a tribulation. All from our sins and our weakness. You want it to be erased? Go back to Allah. Call Allah, the only one. Study the name of Allah. Remember who you are and who He is. My dear brother and sister in Islam, and if you're not a Muslim, remember who you are. And remember, my brother, whoever marry an un-Muslim or a new Muslim, remember it is your responsibility in the front of Allah. And whoever embrace Islam or try to embrace Islam, marrying someone, and this someone acting very bad, or he's a hypocrite, or he has a bad deed, or he's a sneaky, or he has a very bad manner, or he treats you very bad, it is his problem. Don't look at him as Islam. Islam is bari from what he's doing. And he will take care of his, Allah will take care about him in this life and the year after. But remember, you are a slave to Allah, not to a human being. Don't let a human being stand between you and your Creator. The Creator deserves better than that. Again, we are slave and servant to Allah, not to people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put light and put blessing of what I'm saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and guide you to the right path, the path to paradise, the path to please Him. O Allah, put light, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us vision, Ya Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't make us stray, Ya Allah. O Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Nobody can make it easy for us except You, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept what I'm doing for You, Allah, and make us sincere, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us sincerity in the seen and in unseen. O Allah, make us purely to You, and make us live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, be resurrected as a Muslim, and return to You as a Muslim, Ya Allah. With all our action and our life for You, Allah. All our body and our will for You, Allah. All our heart for You, Allah. O Allah, accept, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept, Ya Allah. And O Allah, nothing will benefit us except You, Ya Allah. Let the dunya, let this life out of our heart and put in our heart loving You. And make us love whom You love, Ya Allah. And make people come close to You and love You, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us thank You only, Ya Allah. make us remember who we have to show gratitude to Him. Ya Allah, You deserve to be shown gratitude, Ya Allah, better than anybody. You Allah, You deserve everything, Ya Allah, and we do not deserve anything because we are a slave of You, Allah. Oh Allah, we thank You for everything You give us, and we ask You to put barakah and blessing to what we say, and may Allah forgive our sins, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our bad deed, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean our heart and our vision from every darkness and every devil and every Satan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us and reward us in this life and the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success in this life and the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the happiness of this life and the year after, and fulfill our need, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما. اللهم اغزل في قلوبنا رجاءك واقطع رجاءنا عمن سواك حتى لا نرجو أحدا غيرك. اللهم علمنا أسماءك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى واجعلنا نعيش بها ونتصف بها يا رب العالمين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I remind you by some of the reverted Muslim, the new Muslim, who always say, we are happy and we glad we are a Muslim and we know Islam before we have been meeting a Muslim. Because if we meet Muslim before we know Islam, we will never embrace Islam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, ask ourselves if we are causing these people to be a victim of going to hellfire by our own bad manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and remember this point. Do not ever forget it, because it is a big responsibility. Jazakumullah kullu khair, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.